Nearly 400 local newspapers have now joined a coalition lawsuit against OpenAI and Microsoft, making it the largest coordinated local media challenge to AI companies in U.S. history. The core claim is that millions of newspaper articles were scraped without permission to train ChatGPT and Copilot. What distinguishes this coalition from earlier copyright suits is the breadth and the geographic diversity. These aren't just major metros. These are regional papers covering local courts, zoning boards, school districts, and municipal governments in communities where that coverage doesn't exist anywhere else.
The legal theory they're advancing is standard copyright infringement. The newspapers own the copyright in their articles. AI companies copied that content without license, and the unlicensed reproduction constitutes infringement. OpenAI and Microsoft's primary defenses have been fair use and transformative use, arguing that training a language model is legally similar to a human reading and learning from materials, and that the outputs don't substitute for the original articles in the market. Both defenses are plausible under existing case law, but existing case law largely predates AI training at this scale.
The remedies question is what makes this lawsuit economically significant beyond the principle? Copyright statutory damages in the U.S. can run up to $150,000 per work for willful infringement. With millions of articles potentially at issue, even a fraction of that ceiling at a per-article level produces astronomical theoretical exposure. In practice, courts rarely award maximum statutory damages at that scale. The cases tend to resolve in licensing negotiations. But the lawsuit gives the newspaper industry negotiating leverage it didn't previously have.
The MSG hacking story connects thematically to the security dimension of all this AI and data discussion. Hackers used a phone call to trick an employee into granting access, a social engineering attack, which remains the most reliable vector for breaching sophisticated technical defenses. No firewall stops a well-crafted phone call to a tired employee. The MSG breach is a reminder that as organizations build more sophisticated AI tools for internal use, the human layer remains the attack surface that technical security can't patch.
The AI-tagged Steam Games study is a genuinely interesting piece of market data. Games labeled with AI-generated content on Steam saw sales drops of up to 60% compared to otherwise similar games without the AI tag. This is consumer preference revealed through purchasing behavior, not through surveys. Players are actively deprioritizing AI-generated content in ways that market researchers might not have predicted from stated preferences alone. That has implications for the entertainment industry beyond gaming. If audiences develop reliable detection intuitions for AI-generated content and systematically prefer human-created work, the economics of AI creative substitution look very different.
GTA 6 pre-orders opening alongside fan protests about paywalled stores and missions captures the other side of this cultural tension. Rockstar Games is one of the last holdouts of the old-school premium game model. You pay once and get a complete experience, and now they're introducing mechanics that fans interpret as carving out content for monetization. The backlash is partly about money and partly about the cultural identity of a franchise. GTA has always been a satire of American consumerism and corporate excess, so fans are acutely sensitive to the game itself becoming what it satirizes.
The Cloudflare CEO's warning that AI will destroy small businesses connects to all of these threads. Matthew Prince's concern is that AI enables large corporations to automate the customer relationship work, content generation, and specialized knowledge work that small businesses have historically used as competitive advantages. A small accounting firm that wins on personalized service and deep client relationships faces a different threat from AI than a large firm does. The threat isn't just job displacement within existing organizations, it's the elimination of the structural niches where small businesses survive.